Hi guys, it's Mema, and you're listening to The Pure Bliss Show, a place where you come to hear authentic, inspired, soul-purposed thinking and talk, and hopefully transformation and inspiration. So I pulled my cards today, and the word I pulled was the word hope. Interesting to have pulled this card because I have so many people that I know, and people I don't know, people I've seen posting on social media and on blogs, and just news in the world about so many people losing hope because there are so many things that are going on in the world that we cannot control, some around our ecosystem. Some things around politics, some things around gun violence, some things around race issues, some things around how people treat each other, some things around people having illnesses and people just struggling through life. And, you know, I'm all for the school of thinking that, you know, we can work to manifest shit out of our lives, but the fact is that shit happens, and when it happens you have to work through it. And so as the Manifestation Queen 101, I love creating and shifting and transforming. At the same time, it's important to give people concrete tools and tips on how to get through when they feel like they can't. And so part of what I do on the show is talk about ways to help people to navigate life in a manner that's authentic, that's real, and that helps them to see that anything and everything is possible. And so I pulled my cards today, and the card I pulled was hope. And this is a really special card for me because I have been going through things in my life as well, many of which I have not shared with a lot of people. But there have been people in my life who've gone through some pretty traumatic experiences, including several with health issues, and a couple of people I know and love, friends of mine, having emotional issues, and you know, and a few of my friends have gone through divorce and or betrayal with relationships, male and female. And as someone who you know, loves their friends and family, as I'm sure all of you do, how do you help people to find hope when everything seems lost? How do you help people to think about a new perspective when they can't see a way, when all they see is no way? Well, I always try to tell people that no matter how bad something seems, there is always hope. There's always hope. And so I'm going to read a little bit from my unicorn, not unicorn deck, duh. I have unicorn decks too. But today I'm reading from my my Virtues card deck. And so the word hope, how the Virtues card defines the word hope is this. It says, hope is looking toward the future with trust and faith. It is optimism in the face of adversity. Without hope, we lose our will to live fully. Hope gives us the courage to keep moving forward. It can be elusive when we've suffered, often, yet it is a light that can redeem our dreams. With hope, we know that we are not alone. There is always help when we are willing to ask. There are gifts to be gleaned from all that has happened. With hope, we find the confidence to try again and again. I love this card so much. It's just beautiful because it's so true that when we don't have hope, we do lose our will to live fully. And so we must always have hope. And so I thought about this card before I decided to tape this recording. And I jotted down a few things that happen when you have hope, when you choose to practice hope. Because as I tell people all the time, a virtue is not something you just up and have. I mean, many of us do have virtues, but any kind of skills or things that we become, any kind of behaviors, take intention, it takes practice, it takes commitment, and it takes time. It's always flexing a new muscle and building that muscle repetitively. And so when we talk about hope, how do you have hope when you may feel unsure about something, you know, a job promotion, a relationship, where you are in your life, your future? Where can you find hope? Well, here is one thing that I use that helps me. I try to have perspective. And so when something happens in my life where I am feeling like I'm stuck or I'm overwhelmed or I'm sad or depressed or scared about where I am, and I think life just will not get better, I tell myself that it wasn't always like this and it can and will be better, because it has. So think about a time in your life where you were in a situation where you felt hopeless, where you felt lost, where you felt alone. And think about where you were when that situation passed. Now, when you're in the situation, it seems like you are immersed. It seems like you're trapped. It seems like there's no way out. But when you fast forward to the solution, to the healing, you recognize that you can overcome challenges and you can get through the valleys by having the right perspective. So perspective is the first and primary thing that helps you to implement hope. Number two, I'm a huge fan of taking action. And here's why this helps. So when you feel hopeless and you just sit there, well, what happens when you don't move? You become stagnant and nothing happens. And so when you feel helpless about where you are in life, maybe you create a vision board. Maybe you create some new goals. Maybe you figure how to envision what your future could look like. Maybe you start to give to other people, get involved in a charity. You know, sometimes it's really powerful when you feel like you're in a bad place and you begin to give to others and help them. And you realize that where you are may not be that bad after all, or that there is a path forward, or that it could be worse. And so one of the things that has really helped me in my life, and I encourage you all to try, is to, when you feel your worst, do something, give back, pay it forward, help somebody else, be generous, be kind, be loving. Just do something. And I promise you, there will be a shift. Number three, what can you do when you think there's no hope and you want to foster an environment for hope? Is to embrace change. You know, I ask people all the time, when we always want to grow in life, we want life to get better, but life will get better because it's going to change. And then when the change happens, we tend to resist the change. We tend to say, okay, I didn't ask for that kind of change. I want things to go this way. But the powerful thing is that the universe works in a beautiful way. It gives us what we, not only what we want, but what we don't expect. And oftentimes what we don't expect is better than what we asked for. And it may not come in the package that you want it to come in, but you have to be able to embrace it to allow the universe to help you to grow and help you to transform through life. And so ask yourself, what are you hoping to gain out of this experience? What can you look for? What's the nugget in the experience? And how can you look for the nugget and dig through what you're going through to find that nugget? If you give up, you'll never get there. And so always look for the beauty in where you are. Look for the beautiful stained glass in where you are. Look for the magic in where you are. Also, it's interesting to think about this perspective, because you may think that you belong in a certain place. You may think that you know, you're comfortable in a certain area in your life. Perhaps your ego is comfortable in that space, but perhaps your mind and spirit don't belong where you want to be. And I'll repeat that. Maybe your mind and spirit don't belong where you want it to be. So your ego may say, yeah, I like being in this place. But maybe your mind and spirit belong someplace more evolved, someplace more beautiful, someplace of more strength, more resilience, more character. And challenges do build character. They do build strength. They do build perseverance. And so think about how to embrace change. Another thing to think about is that how you're thinking of the problem. And I've heard this said before, so I'm not the first person to say this, but I'll say that how you think about the problem can be the problem. And so when you look at a situation as a problem versus an opportunity to grow and to transform into becoming a better person or a better iteration of yourself, if you think that you're in a problem space, you will stay in a problem space. But if you think you're in a solution space, you can and you will resolve the issue. So when you think about a problem or situation you're going through, try to change your language about situations. Try to not think about them as being a problem or something that's bad. Think about how the space that you're in can allow your soul to evolve. Think about how where you are can allow your soul to evolve. So versus seeing it as a problem, see it as an opportunity to grow and see it as a space to assess your foundation. Maybe the place where you are, your foundation is shaky and it's not strong enough to sustain you. And so allow life to push you through a place that's uncomfortable for you to allow you to grow, to become better, stronger, become more powerful in your life. Another thing I do is when I'm going through a challenging time, and this has been something that's hard for me to do because I'm used to doing things all the time for myself. I'm used to giving and not asking and not learning to receive. And so I had to learn to allow compassion. And you have to learn to allow compassion to happen in your life. Now you may be wondering, well, how does this relate to hope? Well, it relates to hope in every way. When you hope and you have compassion, or when you have compassion as it pertains to hope, you allow yourself to receive. Now, maybe people may think, you know, how does this relate to the word hope? Again, it's allowing yourself to receive, allowing others to give compassion to you, and allowing yourself the circle of life to give to yourself. And so when you're in a down place, it's really easy to want to fix things yourself. But sometimes God puts you in a place where he or she wants you to receive life. He or she wants you to have faith in life. He or she wants you to have compassion in life. And those things come through sometimes other people giving us compassion, reminding us of faith, giving us back the confidence that we lost. And so when you think you don't have the strength to do what you have to do and you've lost hope, allow compassion to enter your life. Allow compassion to enter your heart and your mind and your soul. Allow people to give you compassion, to feed you when you don't think you have enough in yourself to go forward. Allow compassion to blossom in your life. You know, accept gifts that are coming your way. Be open to things that you think are little things that could be God whispering to you and feeding you. A stranger's kind words, a smile, an email, a card in the mail. Be open to these things as compassion, and in that space, allow that to give you hope in the future. Also, what's really important, I find that helps me when I'm going through situations and I'm seeking to have more hope in that space. I'm always hopeful that I can learn something through my struggle. And this is something that's, you know, it takes time to practice it and to implement and believe it. And it may not come to you readily, but know that through every struggle you go through, you do learn something. And so when I find myself wondering, you know, why am I here? I don't like this space that I'm in. I'm feeling like all is lost. I try to come back from left and just come back to center and ask myself, what can I learn here? Why am I in this space? What is God breaking me for to allow pouring in to my mind, to my heart, and to my soul? And so in that place of being open to lessons being learned, and allowing the challenge to happen, allowing the struggle to be what it is, I find hope that there is a lesson to be gleaned from from these challenges. And in that space, I can hope. What else can I share with you guys? Let's see. Oh, I have learned, and this is something that also is interesting to practice. You know, I love social media. I post a lot on social media, on my Instagram and my Facebook pages about, I post positive thoughts, affirmations, quotes, and people are always posting all kinds of things like this, you know, inspirational videos and people talking about things they've overcome and how we should be warriors and we're strong and we're bosses. And all those things are really good to talk about and to post, but when you're going through a hard time and you're feeling hopeless, that's the time you have to walk your talk. That's the time you have to walk your talk. And that is sometimes a bit challenging to do. Recently, I went through a really challenging time in my life where I found myself in a bit of a depression. And I had not felt that way before. Not like that. Not for a long, long time. Maybe at least 12 years. And for somebody who practices bliss and pure joy and transformation, I didn't know how to get myself out of that place. I was stuck. I was unable to move. I felt trapped in my mind and my emotions. And I didn't know what to do. And so, first of all, I allowed myself to be in the space that I was in. I allowed myself to honor what I was going through. And I give myself time to handle that. I think there's a place to appreciate ups and the downs, the good and the bad, the yin and the yang. And so I let myself be in that space for a while, because all of this is part of life. It's all part of the circle of life. And then I had to push myself to walk my talk. I had to push myself to practice hope, to practice believing in a better future, to practice believing in the fact that I would shift and I could shift. I had to make myself believe in God and believe that I had the strength to go forward and that this would all change and become a lesson that I would learn and use in my life in the future. And so, you know, it's so easy to talk the talk, but when you have to walk your talk, it's a different story. And so, again, I talk about this all the time. I talk about learning to practice to flex that muscle. It may not come easily to you, but you have to flex the muscle, because only by flexing it will you get stronger at this thing called hope. And so walking the talk, again, taking action, it's so powerful in terms of building your hope muscle and your strength. And last but not least, is having faith in yourself. And when you have faith in yourself, you can't give up hope, because you know that you have the skill set, the spiritual skill set, the spiritual tools inside of you, divine energy, divine power, divine purity, and divine protection that will rise up in you like a phoenix and get you through the problem. So having faith in yourself, having faith in your life, having faith that God has given you the fortitude and foundation to help you to get through the situation will be and is so powerful in practicing hope and flexing your hope muscle. Knowing that you and having confidence in yourself is so important. And so having faith in yourself, and not a false faith, I'm not pretending around it, But even as you allow yourself to feel the way you feel, having faith that you you're in the right place, that you're where you have to be and where you need to be at this time. And so, you know, faith and hope are, they're similar words, but it all comes down to belief in yourself, belief that you are destined for greater things, and because you are, that where you are now is an important part of the process. And so to recap what I told you all in this podcast, it's important to have perspective. It's important to take action. It's important to take change and allow compassion for life to come into your life. It's important to ask yourself, what can I learn here in this space? What can I learn through this struggle? Having hope and flexing your hope muscle also means to learn to walk your talk. And having and practicing hope means having faith in yourself. And so I hope you enjoyed this little bliss bite of a podcast. Until next time, I'll read you this quote that is at the end of, or the bottom of the virtues card that I read to you today. It's an affirmation, and it says, "I am thankful for the gift of hope. It is the light of my life. I am thankful for the gift of hope. It is the light of my life." I love that so much. It's so beautiful. And I love you. Until next time, I love you guys. Namaste.